Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Holmes has been patient enough. Thank you, Clay, for hanging out.
Clay, you had to hear my rant on football, my football team, right?
We talked a little football with him before, of course, and Clay leaving the New York Yankees to come to the New York Mets. He's donning the 35 jersey
right
here, Joe. It looks pretty good.
It does. It looks good, Clay.
As we welcome in Clay Holmes. Clay, first one for me. Were there other options for you to be a starter? Was this something that it was the Mets that came to you and said, hey, we think you could be a starter, or you were on the market saying, I want to be a starter. Where could I go?
Yeah, you know, first off, I mean, it's good to be here. Good to be with you guys. I think you guys, is this what you do all day? Sit here and,
well, I'm just part. Let me just say,
this has got to be the second best job. You know?
Let me just say this, Clay. I'm part time. He's full time. Yeah. I'm part time. Okay. I only do a Saturday show now, so you know,
it's pretty fun though, Clay. I'm not gonna lie. You know, you talk sports for 4 hours.
That's great. Yeah, there were definitely other options starting. You know, I think that's kind of what pushed. You know, my decision up, you know, there was, it looks like I was going to have the option to start, and there was teams pursuing that, and so it kind of pushed the whole, you know, the timeline up for me, and yeah, you know, I really, really liked, you know, what the Mets had to offer, kind of their plan, you know, what was going on here, the leadership, the players coming in, so I just, you know, I love New York, and I think this was the best fit for me, and you know, super pumped to be over here with the Mets and, you know, take on this challenge.
And you're coming now. Let's be honest about this, Clay. You're coming to the better fan base in New York.
Oh, geez.
Okay? All right, let's be – you know, the Yankee fans, they're all entitled. You know, they lose the World Series and they're crying. You know, we won two championships here since 1962, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, we appreciate winning. We had one of the best seasons we ever had last year, even though we didn't win it all. So I welcome you to this. You're going to see the difference once you start pitching here. And I had to say that. As a Met fan since day one, I have to say that, Clay.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, I, you know, my wife's family's from up here in New York, and they're split on both. They got some Yankees fans and Mets fans, so it's good to be around. But, I mean, you feel it in the city. I mean, there's a lot of passion, you know, a lot of inside, you know, emotion, some anger, and, you know, it's come out in passion, and you know, I love that up here. I love that.
How about the fact that a former Yankee and Met, Dellin Betances, was a reliever like you, left the Yankees to come to the Mets, difference is you're going to be a starter. He recently said that the Yankees will always be the team in this town. I know you haven't taken the field yet for the Mets, but you feel the energy. You weren't the only Yankee to come over in free agency. Soto, he was another one that joined. How do you feel about maybe the Mets getting on par with where your former team is?
Yeah, I mean, that's the vision here, you know, and I think that's, you know, what I want to be a part of. You know, there's a lot of, you know, there's good leadership, there's good players, you know, people, you know, are expecting and, you know, want to see a lot of winning over here with the Mets. And I think, you know, both are, you know, can be, there's room for both to be great in their own way. I mean, we're in two different leagues. But, you know, I think the vision here is there's a lot of really good things ahead for the Mets. And, you know, I wanted to be a part of it. And like I said, it's nice not to be the only one. I'm glad somebody else came over here too, you know. So yeah. I'm excited.
Not a bad player coming over here too. We're talking to Clay Holmes, one of the newest Mets. Joe Beningo and Sal Licata here from Amazing Day at Citi Field. Mm-hmm. All right, how about being a starter now? You're a solid relief pitcher, a little different world now. Explain that to us, how you're gonna, you know, becoming a starter now.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, obviously I have one really good pitch that has, you know, kind of, you know, led me to a lot of success over the past couple of years with the sinker. Something that's really good, and I think, you know, as you see across the game, there's a lot of, you know, people are learning how to create pitch types that are really good and pitches that stand out really well and it makes great relievers. But you're also starting to see hitters catch up where there's training where they're starting to figure out how to take away people's strengths a little bit better, the training methods, the way they're doing it. And so I was kind of coming, you know, to a thing where, you know, obviously, I still think there's room for my sinker to get better. It wasn't quite at its best last year, but at the same time, there's going to be a point where it's like, hey, I'm going to have to protect that a little bit more. And I think that's in me. I have it, the capabilities of doing that. with certain things. And so I was like, if I'm going to do that as a reliever, if I'm going to maybe add another pitch or protect it with a four seam, do something else, you know, if I'm going to have four pitches, why not give the starting thing a go? And so, you know, as I was thinking about expanding the arsenal and how to, you know, potentially protect the sinker more and become a little more multidimensional, it's like, man, you know, I could do that as a reliever, or, you know, I've had the starting opportunity, why not pursue this a little more?
Right.
And so, you know, I was ready to run with it.
How long, Clay, before, like in my mind, just, okay, you're going from an all-star reliever, not just a reliever, all-star reliever to starter. Okay, it's fascinating, but in my mind, I'm like, wow, what's it going to be, a five-inning pitcher? I know a lot of guys don't go deep into games anyway. What can we expect from you as far as length goes as a starter?
Yeah, I mean, you take the ball, you're trying to go nine innings. I mean, obviously, you know, the game's changed a little bit with pin usage, but you know, I think one of my strengths is, you know, I can, that made me a really good reliever, is I can control contact quality, and I have the ability to pitch to contact and not be scared of that. And I think, you know, that freedom as a starter, knowing I can, you know, I can strike guys out, but I can pitch to contact and get outs that way. And, you know, I think that's only going to play into the starting role of, you know, hey, this guy can throw some innings, because, you know, there's contact capabilities that are very favorable, and over a larger sample, I mean, that's that could be a good thing. So I think just trusting that, you know, that could lead to, you know, hopefully I'd be a guy that, you know, throws quite a bit of innings. I mean, that's always the goal.
Now, you were a teammate with Soto last year, obviously with the Yankees. Give us a little feel of him as he comes to the Mets.
Man, he's one of a kind. I mean, he's locked in. I think you just feel his, you know, his intenseness, his focus. I mean, he's very, being around him, you know, you see on the field his antics, he's very, I mean, he just puts on a show. He's really good. But I think when you're around him, you know, kind of off the field in the locker room, he has a slowness and an intenseness about him where he, you know that, man, this guy is, he's on a mission. And, I mean, obviously what he does on the field is special, but you know, he mixes in with the pitchers. You know, he'll come over there and you know, we got a little reliever row in the Yankees clubhouse. He'd come over there and he would, you know, mess around. So, I mean, just a great guy. I mean, great teammate, great player. I mean, he's special. You know, there's a reason that he's getting paid.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The highest in the game.
Yep. Yep.
There's been, I don't want to say some thought or some talk. I don't even want to put, like, negative thoughts out there. Mm-hmm. But in the event that maybe being a starter doesn't work out, mm-hmm. easy transition to the bullpen. Has that come up at all? You're not even thinking about that as far as being a starter and potentially going to the bullpen if needed?
Not a ton. I mean, my focus is I know if I'm locked in to where I need to be and I'm, you know, become the pitcher that I know I can, then the starting thing, in my mind, it's going to be a great opportunity and things are going to go well. At the same time, like, if I'm locked in and I'm the pitcher I'm not going to be, something crazy happens and there's help needed in the bullpen, then, like, I'm in a position to be successful that way, too. So, I mean, obviously, I came here for the starting opportunity. I think it's something that, you know, obviously I wanted to take on, and there's a lot of upside there for me. But at the same time, you know, if I'm who I am as a, you know, pitcher, I mean, obviously I've had success in the pen, then, you know, that's always there.
How about, and again, we're talking to Clay Holmes, Joe Beningo, and Sal Licata. We're here at Amazing Day at Citi Field. Clay Holmes, one of the newest Mets. Mm-hmm. How about pitching in his ballpark? A little different. Yankee Stadium, the ball flies out of there. I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the, I don't want to call it a bandbox, but you know how the ball jumps out of that ballpark. This is a little different here. How about that? How about that?
I'm excited. Yeah, I heard, you know, the first couple months here, they'll be very, very favorable for pitchers. So it's always a good thing. But, you know, I've always felt my sinker maybe move a little bit more. Things kind of move a little better here. I don't know if it's the way the wind blows in here or what it is. But I've always liked the way my pitches move here. It's very comfortable. I mean, just a beautiful, you know, new ballpark. So I'm pumped, you know, especially a guy that relies on movement and just feeling comfortable and confident on the mound, the way things are moving and your environment, it matters for a pitcher. And I'm excited to take the mound quite a bit here.
You know, a lot of the criticism last year, Clay, was, you know, from Yankee fans or whatever, just watching, saying, you know, like you said, you make a mistake or two and it gets sensationalized or heightened because it's one inning or so. How about the pressure now that maybe comes off where you do have more wiggle room to work. You were an all-star closer atop the sport, but the mistakes that you make get heightened, and now it's not necessarily going to be that way. How about your feeling as to having the pressure maybe be a little bit less as a starter?
Yeah, I think just learning to deal with that, obviously, there's no better place to learn than, you know, the bullpen, especially the back end closing games.
In New York.
It teaches you a lot. I mean, it does. I mean, it's one of those things where you have to really understand, you know, take all the pressure out, take all those things. Like, you have to be able to focus on how can I be successful this inning. And I think...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You learn that in a very heightened way. There's an extreme ownership you got to take. No matter what's going on, your fault, not your fault, like, you have to take it on and say, how can I be my best this next inning? And, you know, for me, I think that, I mean, you could say there's maybe less pressure, but it's the same game. Like, the first inning, you got to go out there and you got to make pitches and you got to get three outs. And there may be some difference, but at the end of the day, like, you have to learn how to, hey, this is my best self. I need to go out here and get three outs this inning. And that carries over. I'm doing it on the first inning now. And it carried over and carried over. And, you know, you got to be a good evaluator, you know. Like, there's things that go your way. There's things that don't, you know. Like, you know, obviously, you know, the bowling saves is a thing. It's like, you know, well, what if – would your opinion of me change if maybe five balls went to somebody, somebody else just happened to go to it, and maybe five plays were made? Like, just those 10 outcomes, will right. that change your opinion of me?
Right.
And that's a very you got to learn how to properly evaluate yourself and say, hey, I'm in the best position moving forward to get outs. And if you can't ride the wave, you can't always – there's things you can't control. And sure, you got to take ownership of those, and those things matter. But, you know, that shouldn't change your belief on how you're attacking – to be your best self.
But the Yankees, right? But the Yankees defense stunk a year ago. It's basically what I'm hearing. You don't have to say it. We all know it, Clay.
before I let you go, I heard you're a big Alabama fan, right? Right?
Yeah,
Crimson
yeah,
Tide.
Yeah. Okay. Roll Tide. Roll
your
Tide.
Thoughts? Because I'm a big football guy, Sal too. Yeah. Your thoughts on Jalen Milroe? Is he an NFL quarterback?
Jalen Milroe. I mean, like I was saying earlier, you know, there was a lot of talks about Jalen Hurts, and I was, you know, huge
right,
fan
right.
of Jalen Hurts when he was there, and just his you know, what he had to overcome, you know, end up transferring to Oklahoma.
I think that helps
what he's doing
going
now.
There for a year.
Yeah, and just that story of, you know, there's the same narrative around him, like, can this guy do it? He can't do it. And it was just cool to see him respond to that and obviously doing what he's doing now. So, you know, obviously there's, you know, those same questions around Milroe, and, you know, I don't know if he can or not, but, man, I would love to see him get the chance and see him run with it.
Before, I just want to say this, Sal. Did Alabama get hosed not getting into playoffs? Let's be honest. They were so much better than SMU. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big debate. I mean, obviously, as a fan, sure.
Shouldn't
you know?
Have lost that Oklahoma yeah. game. That was the killer.
That's one thing they could have controlled that would have helped them a
right,
lot. So,
right.
I mean, they take care of business there. You know, it's not a conversation. But, yeah, I would love to see them in the playoffs.
Clay, thank you very much for your time, man.
Welcome to the Mets,
thanks,
Clay.
Guys. Thanks,
welcome
guys.
Good forward to it.
Good luck
yep.
this year.
Thank you.
Hopefully
thank
you get some better defense behind you. There you have it. Clay Holmes here live at Amazing Day, our first game. I know you're thinking it, Clay. It's all right.